10 after the hour, I want to get you right back out to breaking news. Our top national story comes out of Virginia.
We were able to find multiple fatalities and multiple injured parties.
At a Walmart, a Super Walmart in Chesapeake, it's now a crime scene, a shooter dead. Fox's Griff Jenkins continues our live team coverage from Chesapeake as you're on the ground there. What are police telling you here, Griff?
Well, good morning, Rich. And so sad, tragedy striking a day before Thanksgiving. They're just telling us that they're trying to gather all the details now. In the last 20 minutes, I've observed an ATF, two large mobile command ATF vehicles have pulled up to this scene to assist with law enforcement. This happened shortly after 10 o'clock last night, and the Chesapeake Police will only confirm a few details of them. Sadly, seven fatalities, including the gunman. Now, there were reports from Walmart employees seeking to the local media that the shooter was a manager. That's not confirmed yet by authorities, but we do have multiple witnesses inside saying that, so we'll learn more about that. There were also five injured taken to hospitals, so we'll find out at a press conference coming up in perhaps the next 30, 40 minutes. But one thing is for sure, this community is hit hard, and there is a massive law enforcement response right now. Police tape blocking off the entire parking lot where we are at the Walmart. It's a supercenter Walmart, very large, and presumably would have been busy shortly after 10 o'clock as people are getting ready for their Thanksgivings. But unfortunately now, as we know, at least six families are sadly not going to be with their loved one because of this senseless act of violence right now. We hope to learn also, perhaps, Rich, what the motive might have been. Why would a person shoot up this Walmart, particularly if it was indeed a manager? We'll find out. Also not known is the type of weapon used in this incident. Rich?
All right, we'll stay on top of the developing details. Griff, thanks for the live reporting out of Chesapeake, Virginia, right along the coastline or near the coastline, not too far from Norfolk, Virginia. And we'll update you once we have more from authorities on the ground there. We're expecting a briefing sometime around 8 o'clock or so, we're being told.